In 2013, Bannon tried to convince Sessions to run for president. He demurred. But Sessions was pleasantly surprised when Trump began campaigning on his old themes. Sessions' aide, Stephen Miller, went to work for Trump's campaign, helping shape his policy platform on immigration, trade, and other issues. Just before Super Tuesday, Sessions became the first and only senator to endorse Trump in the primary, dealing a blow to then-rival Ted Cruz. Accepting the endorsement at a massive rally in Madison, Trump called Sessions a great man. Sessions became a close and trusted advisor to the campaign. He was thrilled that Trump had become the pitchman for his positions. "Here he comes on all of it. Boom, boom, boom," Sessions told me. Nobody else was saying that. As the sun set outside the plane window, Sessions began to wax philosophical about the rule of law. The attorney general's job, he said, is to tell the executive what he can and can't do legally. Tenting his fingers beneath his chin, Sessions said he stands by his recusal from the Russia investigation. "I think I did the right thing. I don't think that the attorney general can ask everybody else in the department to follow the rules if the attorney general doesn't follow them." Trump appears to see it differently. He has reportedly griped that Sessions has failed to protect him. "He does get frustrated," Sessions concedes. "He's trying to run this country, and he's got to spend his time dealing with certain issues." Like so many Republicans, Sessions has accommodated himself to Trump in ways that seem to contravene his principles. The day after I interviewed him, Sessions, acting on a recommendation from the Inspector General and FBI disciplinary officials, fired the FBI's McCabe 2 days before he was set to retire. McCabe decried the act as politically motivated retaliation, an impression Trump bolstered with a set of gloating morning-after tweets. It was subsequently reported that McCabe had previously investigated Sessions over his Russian contacts. Still, when it comes to the Russia investigation, Sessions has held the line against Trump's interference. Shortly before our trip, he had dinner at a Washington restaurant with Solicitor General Noel Francisco and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, the official overseeing the Mueller probe. The tiniest of symbolic protests, it nonetheless reportedly sent Trump into a rage. Sessions declined to comment on the dinner conversation, but he did say he ordered the fried chicken, a house specialty, and a banana split that was too big to finish. "Sessions' ultimate loyalty," he told me, "is not to any man, but to a principle. Congress passes a law, judges follow the law. And nobody's above the law, including the judges, and including the president," he said. "Yet every person of conviction makes a bargain by going to work for Trump, to wield the levers of power, to make changes you believe are for the better, you will have to make certain compromises. As many others can attest, and as Sessions may soon discover, following Trump can lead you astray."